Well, last night, four of Michigan's Republican candidates for governor sparred on the stage in West Michigan. John Selleck, CEO of the Michigan political consulting firm Harbor Strategic Public Affairs, is joining us to chat a little bit about what he saw last night in the debate. Did anything stick out in your mind, John?
Yeah, it sure did. We're almost to election day. It's getting really close. So
yeah.
I've seen a few headlines say, you know, the claws are finally out. I think they've been going at
now it's going to be good.
That's the short story, right? We're to the entertainment phase of the campaign.
The entertainment phase. All right. So what was entertaining last night? What, you know what my, because I've watched debates, obviously, as a reporter for many, many years, I always like to just think about that first impression, that first question, the first impression of seeing those people up there and their first answers. So what did you walk away with?
Well, certainly what they all sought to do is say that they felt compelled, that they weren't politicians, that they're not part of the establishment, and that they only felt compelled to run because of the actions of Governor Whitmer during the pandemic. That's the base foundation of all of their messaging when they go forward. And I really thought strategically going into the first televised debate, the others have been at GOP meetings and they've been in wild rooms with, you know, lots of supporters yelling and screaming. And last night was the opposite. It was in an empty room under the hot lights of the TV cameras and the TV lights. The first time that they had to stand up straight as if they were in school on the first day. And that was a little more uptight, but I thought they were struggling to make the election about them and Governor Whitmer themselves because they're still all so close together in the polling. They're having to fight each other. And that certainly is something that Governor Whitmer was glad to watch happen. But I do tend to think that Garrett Saldano, who was starting to slip behind the top three a little bit, had to come out in this debate and had to be really aggressive and go on the attack. And he did that pretty successfully.
John Selleck, CEO of the Michigan political consulting firm Harbor Strategic Public Affairs, kindly joining us. John, is there enough name recognition? To me, it was almost like, is this an introduction of who I am? Did you get that feeling last night?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and the pollsters tell us that that's exactly what they still need to do, which is a little frightening for each of them, considering the election is in less than a month. But when we look at the polling data right now, it says that half or more than half of the GOP primary voting electorate doesn't have an opinion yet. They don't really know who any of these folks are. And like I said a minute ago, this was essentially the first televised debate. The other debates they've had have been at GOP-sponsored meetings. There's been rooms of hooting and hollering people. And that's where this debate was really different, at least from a procedural standpoint. When you're in a room of friendlies and you play a line out there to the audience and you get a big response, you get more confidence. You get rolling. You get a room behind you, and it gives the impression that you won or lost the debate. This last night was more like, you know, what you go through on the radio. You guys deliver an interview and you can't get an instant reaction from the room. And that's a lot different. But nonetheless, the advantage for the GOP last night was obviously being on television, not just in Southeast Michigan, but across the state. They are starting to make a dent with up voters on who they are. But in the meantime, Governor Whitmer's held that the public stage to herself and has done quite a bit to basically stabilize her ship heading into the general election.
You know, there's so much that we can talk about here because, of course, all these candidates are touting tax cuts. But, the devil's always in the details of what's that going to mean budgetarily for the state. And I'd like to ask you about that. But I have to know this. But first, Ryan Kelly is due in a federal courtroom in Washington, D.C. Today. Right. So was that brought up at all last night? I mean, Ryan Kelly of Allendale.
Yeah, it sure was. And to the credit of the moderator, Rick Alvin, you know, an experienced political reporter from Wood Television in Grand Rapids that hosted the debate last night. And he did insert that issue because it certainly wasn't brought up by any of the candidates. And frankly, that issue itself, that we now essentially see any decision by government, and that includes law enforcement, as being weaponized or politicized. And it essentially became a badge of honor for Kelly that happened, that somehow he was wronged for the charges that were laid out, the way that they were delivered, for misdemeanor charges, the way his house was raided. And that really has boosted him.
Yeah.
And I think we saw last night, Saldano essentially knew that he's kind of in the same far right MAGA lane as Kelly. He never attacked Kelly at all. Kelly and Soldano need more votes. They actually were attacking Tudor Dixon because they know that she has a chunk of the MAGA lane, so to speak, and want to peel some of her votes off by calling her the establishment because of her endorsements, not only from the DeVos family, but from all the standard GOP checklist endorsements like Right to Life and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and the, some of the legislators in Lansing, which they also kind of threw under the bus as, quote, establishment.
Yeah, and just to clarify, Ryan Kelly appearing in federal court due to his activities on January 6th, he was in Washington, and that's what that was all about. So I'm glad they brought it up.
John, do you think that there is a front runner right now? And once again, John Selleck, Harbor Strategic Public Affairs. You can follow him on Twitter at John Selleck. Is there a front runner right now? Is it safe to say that Tudor is the front runner?
Well, by the traditional measures of GOP primaries that I've been through with other candidates in the past, Tudor would seem to have a leg up. All those endorsements we talked about that she's got going, she's finally started to get going on the air. She's the only woman in the race, and she's tried to carve out a space kind of that straddles both the more like pro-Trump right-wing part of the party and a more moderated part of the party. She's talking about family issues, trying to speak to women, but she doesn't have that lane all to herself. And I think that even though Soldano needed that aggressive debate last night and really came out hammering and did a good job for his future, Kevin Rinke has kind of carved out a path of his own, a little bit more moderated. I hesitate to use that word because the party's not moderate per se, but he is attempting to rerun kind of the campaign of last year in Virginia when Governor Glenn Youngkin won an upset election in Virginia by talking about all the Trump issues, but doing it with a smiling, friendly face and not wrapping himself in Donald Trump. He, because this election is essentially going to be four people battling it out and no one getting over 50%, he's counting on holding that unique lane for himself while the other three battle it out and split the vote up and trying to squeak through. Therefore, they didn't attack him last night because there were a few votes to gain from his category. And he kind of went through unscathed and was able to deliver his message the way he wanted to. So I think he also came out all right last night.
And but Kevin Rinke, of course, is touting he's got a proposal to eliminate 4.25% personal income tax. That would take $12 billion in annual state revenue. And the problem that a lot of people are pointing to in that, and I think last night Tudor Dixon also may have pointed this out, is, well, how do you make up for that shortfall? Was there any real answer to that?
Well, in politics these days, we're not going to hear a whole lot of answers, and especially in either primary. On the Democrat side, the pressures of the progressive movement. On the Republican side, the pressures of the MAGA movement, they want to hear your principal position. They want to know that you're going to be tough enough to actually push for something bold and brave and not get caught up in the, quote, details right now. And so they're not expected to meet those standards within the party. And there's a point at which they have to prove that they're the most conservative. And particularly for Rinke, he's trying to make some bold statements because he is not wrapping himself fully in Donald Trump. He supports Donald Trump, but he hasn't wrapped himself in it. That's his strategy going forward. So he's made some other bold moves. Tudor Dixon certainly did try to hold him to that. She pointed out that Governor Whitmer skated through the 2018 election that I helped work on for Bill Schuette when she said she was going to fix the roads and she was going to have a road bank with a bunch of money in it, but she was never held to account how she would get the money. And no surprise, she wasn't able to get the money to put into that, quote, road bank. And Tudor Dixon tried to push that same argument. Under Rinke, you're promising something that you can't come up with the details on. Mm. But at this point, the GOP primary, they're trying to carve out their lanes and they're going to try to win with their 30-some percent in less than a month. We're likely to see those claims keep going forward.
Yeah.
Mm. Great stuff, John. What's next for these candidates? I mean, and when's the next opportunity for one of them to, I guess, pull ahead in their own lane?
I guess one of them is going to be in a courtroom next, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, we'll be watching that. That's for sure. John,
yeah,
we want to
thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, John, thanks so much for joining us once again. John Selleck with Harbor Strategic Public Affairs, taking a peek at last night's Republican candidates for governor as they met up for a debate. And so everyone's trying to stake their spot under the spotlight, if you will. The Paul W. Smith Show continues here on WJR on your Thursday morning. Stay with us.